Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to the show. This is Coach Lalisa. We are here for Wednesday Midweek Motivation with none other than the incredible, the renowned world traveler, awesome author, and motivational speaker, Virgie L. Walker. Virgie, welcome back again another week. How are you today?
You know what, doing wonderfully well, and thank you so much. And when you introduce me like that, I start thinking, who is she talking about? That person is phenomenal. I want to be like them. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You are just like him. You are just like him. I'm telling you. As a matter of fact, you're the spitting image. But, you know,
all right.
I tell you, I have been watching and listening. I've been seeing some of your awesome interviews, the places that you've been traveling. Oh, my God. You are just on the move. You are really,
you know,
I'm telling you.
I am trying my best. Again, it's hard to keep up with you, so I got a lot of roads, a lot of ground to catch up on.
Listen, oh, you know what? I was talking about this just on the last evening. You know, the laws of physics and motion. It talks about when something is left still, it tends to be, you know, unmovable. It's because it's left still for so long. Just like when something is moving, it's easier to keep moving. And so many people, Mr. Walker, they don't understand that law, and they certainly don't understand how to apply it. You know, we call it momentum.
Correct.
You know, in physics, they call it inertia. It's like a snowball. You ever see a snowball if it was rolling down a hill? And not only is it rolling, it's going to roll faster and faster, right?
Yes.
And it's going to pick up more snow as it goes, getting larger and larger. And that's what our lives are like. When we really let momentum take over our success instead of, you know, but I tell you, you know, you are so right. You are so right. When you're on the move, let me tell you, I just found it so much easier to keep going as opposed to starting and stopping and starting and stopping.
And I guess that's the law of empowerment and energy, and you just got to keep that cycle moving. And I always tell people that when you're in motion, it's real hard for the negative things to latch on to you. It's, you know, people can be on the right track, and they take too much time to sit down and smell the roses, and they wind up with Satan, negativity, and everything else jumping right on their back. So they were on the right track, but they took too much time to look back, to give themselves accolades or pats on the back and applaud themselves when they should have just kept moving. And if you keep moving, the right spirit and the right energy surrounds you.
You know, that is so good. And I just want to take a moment just to welcome everyone to the show today. An awesome, 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 awesome week. It's been an awesome week all week, full of energy and power, full of motion. We thank you for tuning in. For those of you who are tuning in today, I don't believe we have the chat room open. I am actually in my car doing the show from my car as I drive to a full day of training, a training that I've been wanting to be a part of and be trained and certified in this area for over 10 years. And so that's
wow.
A whole nother show when I talk about how you can never give up on a dream or something that you expect to happen. Most people fail in life because they cannot understand yet another law, and that's the law and the concept of God's timing.
Correct.
And so when things don't happen in their own timing, they typically think it won't ever happen or won't ever happen for them, and they give up and they go on to something else. So I'm on my way. I'm driving right now in the car, and I did not want to reschedule the show or put it on at another time, so I want to thank Ms. Pat Martin for working the switchboard for me today. Isn't she doing a fine job?
A wonderful job. So now I see that's something else I got to learn how to do. But you know what? Because you have the energy, because you give so much of yourself, as people like Pat and others who don't mind standing in your place, they don't mind, you know, showing up for you on your behalf because of what you're doing to include them, include others, but also to help others see the vision, either yours or their own, and people won't mind assisting you and won't mind helping you. And I just, you know, hope that our listeners understand it as well. And there's more people who are around you that will surround you and insulate you and isolate you to make sure that you get to your ultimate goal once they know you have a goal, you know, set.
You know, and that's the mark of a true leader, is to have a goal, to have a vision of a place where you want to take people. And, you know, it's so interesting. You're just dropping so many nuggets of wisdom, even in as we're, you know, just doing the introduction. And I know that you have an awesome, awesome, you know, topic that you're going to talk about. But because of technology being the way it is, you know, I'm going to, you know, turn the show over to you. And, you know, just in case if I was to drop off or something, because I am on the highway calling from a mobile phone, but, you know, anything is subject to happen. But, so, you know, just so that you would, you know. But I tell you, I am excited. There are people who have emailed me on Facebook. There are people who have called me, Mr. Walker. They absolutely love you. They love tuning in on Wednesday. I'm sure that the phone lines are full. There are some people, and I'm so glad that you picked Wednesday, and because some people in the work world think of Wednesday as hump day, you know, got to get over the hump. That's the middle of the week. They've done 2 days. They got two more days to look forward to, and then the weekend. And some of us, you know, we are living simply for the weekend. I tell you, I used to love that song, Living for the Weekend. And believe me, at that time, I was living for the weekend. But today, every day is the weekend for me because, you know what, I'm going to have fun each and every day. But what topic do you have for us today?
Well, you know what, it seems like every week you'll start the intro on the very subject or topic that I'm planning on talking about. So it's a nice segue for me, but it's unbelievable how, you know, great minds do think alike. So my topic today is on goals. It's on focusing. And I have this little aspect of expectancy or expectation, meaning, you know, wanting it to happen, expecting it to happen. So even though your goal was 10 years ago, look at what you're doing today, this very moment, this very day.
Very day. And I'm telling you, there were so many times where I thought that, you know what, I was ready to give up. I was ready to throw in the towel, and I thought it was never going to happen. I thought that, you know, the universe was working against me. I thought that people could not see my real talent and my real love and desire. I thought, well, maybe God, you know, this is not something that you want for me. But God, but even in the lesson last night in Bible study, God is a God of order, and we just better face it. But you know what? You can't give up on your dreams. And here I'm driving to this training that's going to last 3 days. It's a 3-day training. So every morning, yes, isn't that awesome? It's a certification training, something that I only dreamed of, something that when I was working in the office and I would see the big-time trainers, you know, because I thought they were big-time, the corporate trainers. And they were like superstars. They were like Hollywood entertainers, okay? Especially when I was working for the very, very large Fortune 500 company, and the trainers were like, ooh, ooh, all that, right? Flying all over the country. People. And I thought, wow, what a job. What a job. You know, you must have to, you know, who do you have to know to get a job like that? And here I sit in that very job, and I'm here today to say all you got to do is know Jesus. So you know what? With that said, I'm going to let you run with it, and I'm just going to sit back and listen.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Coach LaLisa. Also, drive safe. Now, good morning again, everyone. Good morning to everybody. I'm hoping you're having a wonderful week and had a great weekend, because I know I did. Once again, we're back here on Wednesday, and I'm glad you mentioned it, Coach, because I went and wanted to have this done on Wednesday because of those very aspects of what you said. It is hump day. It is that part of the week where we're feeling lethargic and maybe lazy and, like you said, just living for the weekend. But want to give that inspiration on a Wednesday to help catapult us for the next 2 days, but also through the weekend And it's one of the reasons I try to repost all of the archives throughout the next 2 days so that for those who missed it or need that resurgent of energy, it's right there for you. So, again, here we are with Midweek Inspiration once again, and thank everyone who's on the call, those who are supporting, those who are referring, those who are continuously reaching out and with your statements of encouragement and support. I can't say enough. We truly appreciate you, and thank you for dialing in. And, again, thank you, Coach, for allowing me to share and utilize this platform with you to get out our message.
But one thing, too, don't forget to wish a gigantic happy birthday for Miss Pat Martin. Miss Pat Martin, and also another good friend, Miss Valerie Allen. So if you get a chance to mention that, the two of them, if you, toward the end of the show, okay, if I'm not here, just to wish them a happy, happy birthday weekend and awesome party. Thank you.
No problem. Excellent. So they're both birthdays this week. You know, I have all three of my children are born in August, so they're born 1 week apart, 4 years apart. So August is a heavy month for me, and also my sister was also born in August. So between birthdays, back to school, end of vacation, August can be a whirlwind of activities for myself. So, again, happy birthday to both Valerie and Pat. Thank you so much. And, again, I'm your fan. I'm your biggest fan, ladies. So, again, thank you for all that you all do and in supporting this show and supporting me. So I truly appreciate it. I want to mention, I know right now you're talking about you're headed to a training. I just recently became elected to the school board in my area and had to do a 2-day seminar training last Friday and last Saturday.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. So, I mean, long days, but a wealth of information. And when you look at a system like a school system, we don't realize, and I wish more of the citizens, because I was ignorant as well, I wish more of the citizens knew and understood what all goes on behind the scenes to make that large of a system work and to work well, to embrace our children and to educate us and keep our policies, our streets, and our communities safe. So there's so much going on behind the scenes between the legalese, the bureaucracy, the politics that allows a school system to work. And mentioning that because I know most of you children who have children have either begun school already or will soon begin school, and it's going to become hectic for everybody. So I appreciate you and your training because I had 2 days of it, so you have three. I wish you the best.
Yes, thank you.
Great. No problem. So as I said a moment ago, today's topic is actually on goals and focus and focusing on your goals and on your heart's desires. In life, there's many directions, and I know for me what I set out to do or what I thought I was going to do at 10 years old and at 15 years old and at 20 years old have changed. And oftentimes your goals will change, especially as your needs change or as your needs are met. Now, not all goals need to be written down. You can just sometimes simply tell your goals to yourself, especially the short term, or to others around you as a projection, as what you believe or value or think that you'll do at some point in time. Now, when it comes to the true goals, it has been proven that if you write them down, they're more likely to be obtained. You're more likely to receive those goals if you write them down because now you can track them and you can accomplish them as opposed to those people who don't write them down. Now, once you do write down your goals and your dreams and your aspirations, they all become a living document that can then be changed, altered, updated, and reviewed. It now acts as a barometer to where you want to go, towards attaining and reaching your stated goals and desires. So many people wish not to write them down because at that point in time, once you do, you become committed or you have to commit to them because every time you walk past that desk, that document is sitting in there. Every time you walk past your bureau or your portfolio, that document is in there. So in writing it down, it makes a person who's not committal have to commit. But it's only in your best interest to commit to that and what you desire, especially if that is which brings about positive change, either to you, your family, or into your community. So I really, really strongly recommend writing those goals down. And at first it's going to be kind of difficult because oftentimes we want so much and we're not really sure what we should put down. But again, if we start small with the end in mind, great and large things will come. Now, I speak about goals and goal setting a lot in my book, Success, How I Ended Up Here. And there's this one section in particular that I talk about. It's titled Dreams. And for those of you who have a copy of the book, it's actually on page 143. And at that page, I actually talk about a discussion that I had with my 12-year-old daughter, who's now 14, but she was 12 years old during this period of time. She stated to me, and hopefully everybody hears me, she tells me, goals are but limited dreams. I was so shocked that she would say this. This left me speechless. I'm asking myself, is this my 12-year-old daughter telling me something like this, that goals are but limited dreams? Now, she said this to me right after she had asked me, had I made a decision on the number of pages I wanted my book to be, because at that time I was actually writing a book. Never have written anything, so to write a book was a large undertaking. And I thought, yeah, I made a decision. I think about 125 pages is good enough, you know, give or take. So this young lady looks at me and tells me, oh, well, Dad, don't you know goals are but limited dreams? I'm like, wait a minute. Now, I don't know where her statement came from. It could have come from a number of places for a number of reasons. It could be because of something her teacher said to her, or simply because of the disappointment that she had in me with the number of pages that I was targeting. Either way, I was uncertain, but it still left me speechless, and it's really hard to have me speechless. So it took me probably about 2 days to come back with a logical reply, because before then I had nothing to say, so I wasn't able to respond and you know, to the point where I could refute what she was saying or I could actually validate it. So I'm watching her. We're in the kitchen. I'm watching her struggle with putting some butter on some hot biscuits. So we're trying to have breakfast. And then so she's complaining that I can't do it because these biscuits are hot. I looked at her right then and there, and I grabbed several of those hot biscuits and put butter on them. And I told her that you have to move beyond your temporary discomfort or pain, especially if you're going to ever enjoy those biscuits. And that's the same thing you're doing right now, Coach. You're moving beyond whatever pain, discomfort, insecurity to go ahead and obtain your goals, to go ahead and envision and also to live the life that you see for yourself and for others. And knowing that what you're doing for yourself, if allowed to, others will greatly benefit from it. So even for those people who are selfish and they want your energy and your time, the higher that you elevate, the more that you acquire, the more that you receive, because you are a giver, you're going to give it right back to them. So even that selfish person would be foolish not to be selfish enough to let you go and obtain your goals, because you're going to give it right back to them. And in fact, it makes what they're doing easier, because you're going to keep on giving them what you know that they perhaps need to make their life fulfill. So thinking back to that situation at the table, I'm asking her, you know what? What you told me 2 days ago, can you repeat that? And so she gladly did. She said, yeah, Dad, you know, goals are but limited dreams. So I thought it for a moment. And I said, you know what, sweetheart? If this is true, if this is actually true, then if goals are but limited dreams, then excuses are the erasers of those dreams. I went on to ask her, if Steve Jobs had a dream of making iPods, but no goal of when he would produce that item, then millions of people would not have had the pleasure of that product. Or what if Beyonce, which happens to be her favorite artist, what if she had a dream of making a record, but no real goal on when she would release it? then millions of people, including herself, my daughter, would not have had the pleasure of hearing this woman's voice. I want to encourage, and as I try to really, you know, state with my daughter, but I want to encourage her and others who are listening today not to subscribe to this philosophy that goals are but limited dreams. Think of it like this. Perhaps goals are the actual rails that dreams must travel on in order to see your dreams come true. Goals are the tracking mechanisms or devices that follow the progression of one's dreams and abilities to see their, you know, heart's desires come forth. If we don't have a projection, if we don't have a guideline, if we don't have a roadmap, we'll continuously move aimlessly through life. And if we do that, we're going to continuously get the results of our actions because we're not deliberate enough to have one focus, a stated goal or goals to get us to where we want to be. See, I arrived here last night, well, this morning at 2 o'clock this morning. I'm in Disney World. I'm here with my kids, and so I'm speaking to you from Orlando, Florida. But if my pilot didn't have a road map that he was going to charter to get us here, I could be somewhere in Bangladesh or back in Indianapolis. So there's a goal, and you should have a stated goal, and whatever that purpose is for whatever that reason is, continuously work towards it. So I'm so glad that when people have definite goals, they then become accountable. We could simply, if we don't do that, we can just simply rest on the excuse that our goals are still in the developmental phases. And we can use this excuse month after month after month without any responsibility or accountability on the part of the dreamer. Then none of us would ever have a reason to ever bring our dreams to visible manifestation. So if we don't have something that we can, you know, have a definitive purpose, a definitive goal, a definitive drive to see that goal come true, we can always just rest on the fact, hey, you know what? It didn't happen for me. You know, my family were like this. It didn't happen for my father. It ain't going to happen for me. Or, you know, coach, I don't have enough time. I see that you're making time, even in extending this show for another half an hour. You had to sacrifice something throughout your day to make this possible so that we can bring our listeners quality information and give them enough time to absorb, to partake, and also to, you know, give information and reflect on what we're talking about. And I appreciate that, and I find value in anyone who's willing to have a sacrifice for what they believe in. So many people talk about Christ, Martin Luther King, and others who have sacrificed so they can be where they're at today, and you see how they treat that freedom or those liberties. They won't even enact a goal for themselves to continue to maintain those liberties and those freedoms and that lifestyle that they wish to have or are having, and they wonder why things are being slowly taken away. Because they say if you don't use it, you'll lose it. So if you don't use your mind, you'll go out of it, but you'll definitely lose it. If you don't use the attributes and the gift that you have and have a stated purpose and goal on why you're doing what you're doing, everything becomes foggy. And you start taking on other directions, other people's dreams, and other people's focus because you don't have one for yourself. So as I told my daughter, I'm like, I'm so glad that the Wright brothers didn't feel that their goal of taking flight was but a limited dream. I'm so glad that now President Barack Obama didn't believe that his goal of being the first African-American president of the United States was but a limited dream. Instead, he continued to focus on the goal of how he would make his dream a reality. I thank each and every one of you and each and every one of them for dreaming, for setting goals.
That's so good, Coach Walker. And, you know, I just want to commend you right here now. You told, I believe I heard you say, I guess I'm on the road, there's trucks and cars, but if I'm not mistaken, you said you were in Disney World?
Yes. So I didn't go to bed at 4 o'clock this morning, right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, listen. And you are so committed to this show and to the listeners that you, I mean, we don't talk, so I don't know. Maybe people think that, you know, we talk all the time. I never talk to you until Wednesday mornings on the air.
Right.
Every now and then you'll post something on your Facebook wall. I might post a response. But we don't talk. I don't even know your phone number. And I'm absolutely amazed, number one, when you said how, you know, your topic will sometimes be right on target with whatever I might open up the show with. And I might I add, I just open up with whatever comes to my mind and my heart or whatever I'm going through or whatever God leads me to. Then on top of that, here you are so committed that you would even call. You could have emailed me last night and said, you know, Lalisa, I can't do the show. I'm here with my beautiful wife, my wonderful children, who so deserve this trip because school, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's their birthdays, it's August. Oh, my God. And here you, oh, my, I am, like, blown away. Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Walker. You know what? I mean, when you first emailed me a few months back, and, you know, you came all the way down to New Jersey to an event that I had posted but never held, but you showed up anyway. You didn't get mad. You didn't curse me out. You didn't call me a bunch of stupid things. You didn't go around and tell everybody, oh, my God, this stupid lady. You, my God, you are phenomenal. And then you came back. Okay, you trusted,
yeah,
and you came back to the same hotel for another party. What is, well, who are you? What planet are you from?
Listen, see. I grew up during a time where your word was your bond. And, you know, I believe that you act as if you speak or as if what you have others to say about you. So people very seldom even hear me talk about being a great dad or being a committed businessman or you know, loving life, because they see me enjoying it. When my neighbors see me jogging through the neighborhood as a African-American male jogging with his then, well, now three children up and down the roadway, I then set a tone in my community. So when I tell you I'm going to do something, when I believe I'm committed to something, I want to see it through. Regardless of whatever else is going on, I stay committed and convicted, and sometimes perhaps to a fault, where there are certain things I probably should have let rest a long time ago. But I believe that if you talk the talk, walk the walk, but people will see you when you show up, what you're about and who you're about. So when I show up at my kids' functions, when I show up to support my wife, when I show up to support friends like you, I'm telling you where I place my value. See, so often people will tell you, I'm working all these tremendous hours and I love my family and I love my kids. Well, recently at an event, a lady, she asked the question, how many of you love your kids and how many kids do you have? And people are raising their hands and they're giving their testimony. She said, well, write down your goals and all that you do. She said, now, don't write down that you love your kids if you won't leave the office before 10 o'clock at night, because you place value and you place your focus on what you really love. And everybody's looking around like, oh, my goodness, did she just say that? Because it's true. I learned a long time ago, a man only forgets what he cares not to remember. So, ladies, if you have a man in your life who can't seem to remember what you like, can't seem to remember your birthday, can't seem to remember the first time he held your hand or you gave him access to your heart, again, men only forget what they care not to remember, because he can tell you 2 months before the first football game on what Sunday and who played last year and won the Super Bowl. Because, see, that's where his focus is at.
Wow, that is so true. Yeah, well, you have my vote. Let me tell you, you are one committed brother. You need to start a committed brothers class and keep.
I hope a lot of my brothers ain't listening, because they may kick me out of the club after that last statement. But
oh, no.
I agree.
Listen,
with you.
And no deference to anyone. Let me tell you, because everybody does things, you know, a little bit differently. Everybody has their own style and personality. But I just really have to give, you know, commend you, because I tell you, you know, you're going, you know, not going far. You're on your way. You're going. You're already there. And you do so much for people. I mean, you have really helped me and this show. I mean, you called me up and, you know, you said, I have something that I think, you know, you contact me through Facebook. I think I have something that I could help you with, you know, with what you're doing. And sure enough, you just showed up and offered your help. You came. You helped the crowd. So anyway, I just wanted to say that publicly on air, and I want everyone to listen to that. So when we're sitting on Channel 9 and we're doing the same thing that we're doing right here on, you know, live television, you and I sitting there taping the show, you know, and the people who listen to this are going to remember.
I'm going to remember this time. It's going to remember the time, and it's so ironic. And in all sincerity, and I just want to, you know, just maybe pull back on what you said. You and I don't talk, but we communicate so well. We communicate, you know, non-verbally, which sometimes when the spirits are harmoniously yoked, you don't need to have conversation. We feel that, you know, we're traveling through life with our companion, with our friends, with our associates. We have all these gadgets that connect us on every level, where we are still missing the connectivity. I grew up during a time they used to have what is called a party line. You can call the operator, and I'm calling, you know, Lalisa. I'm like, I can't get her. I can call the operator and have her tap in and say, you know what, Verse is on another line. Do you want me to put him in on the party line? Even during those times where I couldn't reach people because our spirits were so harmoniously yoked, they would pick up the phone or come by later on and say, you know, I was just thinking about you. It was actually me thinking about them that provoked that thought inside of them, because our energies blended. But with all this technology, all this accessibility, we are still so disconnected on so many levels, and we need to get back there. And it intrigued me when I kept seeing your posts and the activities that you were doing with women and with the community, and I'm like, this woman's energy is phenomenal. You know, I would love to be a part of something that I see growing and I see moving and going in the right direction, because so many people would take what they get and what they receive, put it in a bottle and go sit in the corner and sit on it, not realizing if that dream, if that activity, if those goals, if that blessing doesn't breathe, if it isn't germinated throughout the universe, it will become stale, and there will be no ability to revive it. And I see that you're constantly resuscitating your goal, your dream, and your spirit. And I believe the listeners, I believe the friends that are on listening to us today realize that and see that. That's why I'm so adamant. I'm always telling people where they can get my book, how they can, you know, hear or see some of my thoughts, my beliefs, and my concepts, and that even though my book talks about sales, it goes so far beyond that. And if you don't have the resources and if you don't invest in yourself, it says something to your commitment, because I know many a times growing up, mom and them always told me they didn't have no money, but when I said I'm going down to the barbecue store, they was always able to pull some money from somewhere to get me a couple slabs of ribs and put some barbecue sauce on it. So they had the resources, but they weren't focused on what I'm talking about or what I'm talking about. And oftentimes it's one of the reasons why we don't go anywhere, because we're not setting definite goals and definite purposes in our lives. So I thank you for, you know, bringing that up so that the listeners can know how the relationship came about, how the relationship is moving forward. And you said Channel 9. I said Channel 9 as well as a few cable spots as well. And for all those right people who will know, I didn't hear you.
I said, all right now, there's TV1, there's BBC. Listen, that's it.
All day. And it's not.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't want the people to get confused. It's not because I never want to be famous. I want to be wealthy, but I don't want to be famous. I want to still be able to walk down the street and sit on your porch and ask you for a Diet Pepsi and let's talk and chew the fat. I don't want to be too isolated where I can no longer be reached or reach the people who I know I love and people who look like me and perhaps need what I can give them and what I needed once upon a time. So I'm not looking for the status. I'm looking to now have a higher platform to present to people, a higher reach.
taxes. Exactly. See, people get it so confused. They think because people want television, some people, not you, but others think they want fame. No, no, no. We don't want fame. We want to reach the masses. See, when you look at various, you know, TV evangelists and what have you, and sometimes, you know, you people, the first thing you see is all the glitter and the gold. But what you gotta do is you gotta see behind that, and you gotta see that they've just now reached 100 million people.
Mm-hmm.
300 million people. And in other words, when you felt the hair bumps on your body stand up, when they said something that made you move to tears, guess what? They've also made 10 million other people move. And the only person that can give you that kind of platform is God, because people belong to God, not to us. And so many people get it confused. They think people belong to them. They don't belong to you. They're not yours. You didn't create them. And when God, and the only way we will ever get a platform like that is because God did it. When he wants your message to go, like same thing with the book.
Right.
Book. He wanted your message to go beyond the people that would be in the room, the 100 or the 200 or however many you're accustomed to having in the room with you. He wanted your message to go to thousands and thousands, so he let you write a book.
Correct.
He let you write a book. He taught you how to do it. And then, get this, when the thousands and thousands, and so he wants more people to hear what he has allowed to be placed down on the inside of Bertie L. Walker. It's just like when they, you know, when they wrote various parts of the Bible, it was by the hand of God that they spoke. And you know, when you talked about your book and yourselves, well, do you know? And I know you know. That's why you wrote the book. But most, if not all, of the skills that it takes to be a good salesperson are the same skills that it takes to have a successful life.
Amen. That's true. That is
and
true.
So the yes, and I learned that the hard way, and it took me a long time to learn that. That if I had been reading books about sales from the time I was, you know, maybe 8 or 9, my life would have probably been a whole lot different. But the principles of selling, you know, you got to be friendly, you have to respect people, you have to remember people's names. You know, all these things. You have to know your product. You are the product. You got the. So anyway, I just said phenomenal, just phenomenal. I just so, you know, commend you for all that you are doing. And I know that there are so many people. There are people in Peru. There are people in parts of Russia. There are people, I meet people from all over, you know, based on my husband's job. He works for an international steel company and blah, blah, blah. And I meet people from all over the world from his company. And, you know, there are people everywhere that need our message.
Yeah, yeah. And the great thing about...
Yes.
No, I was going to say, and the great thing about that is that when you have the right platform and you're given the right message, of those tens of thousands of people that you're able to reach and touch, how many of them did you prevent them from going over the edge? They were right there about to commit suicide, right there about to leave their house, right there about to do something adverse to their current and future situation. If you can say one word, this one thing keeps coming back to me, and I said this on the show before, and I've said this several years, is that if it ain't going your way, it's in your way. I had a young lady I said that to 15 years ago. When she got my book about 4 months ago, she said, "Did you write that in the book?" I'm like, no, I didn't put that in there. She said, do you understand what that did for me? She said, when you said that, you gave value. You added value to my life. You made me see where things were toxic, I was dysfunctional, and headed down the wrong path. And when you said if it's not going your way, it's in your way, why are we steady so insistent on being resistant? There's an easier path. And you and I are helping to provide it. And there's others like us who are wishing to provide it and looking for platforms and places to speak, places to present, and again, having books and other resources available that you can now take this tangible item and say, you know what, if I'm going to emulate anything, let me not emulate foolishness. Let me emulate success.
Exactly. You know, that's exactly right. And you know what I think about as you're talking is that, and after a while, the people will seek you out.
Mm-hmm.
Because once people, once people want something, like you said, when people want to, they remember what they want to remember. And as soon as people are, ready to get on their feet, to get up and go, bootstraps or no bootstraps, when you're ready to move, you've got to latch on to something moving. There is no way I'm going to get from Newark, New Jersey to anywhere unless I'm moving.
There you go.
I need a car, a train, a bus, a boat. I need something. Right? And so, therefore, when a person wants to get somewhere, see, as long as you don't want to go nowhere, you're good.
You're good.
You can sit. But the moment, I don't care if you're on welfare. I don't care if you just got out of jail. I don't care if you just got divorced. Whatever it is, I don't care if your best friend just died and left you. It doesn't matter. When you're red, I don't care if you just got off the boat coming from another country where you've been oppressed and depressed for years. It doesn't matter. You could have been raped and abused. Listen, when you're ready to move, all you got to do is so simple. It's connect with something moving. And that's what you are, Mr. Walker. You are a moving vessel.
All right.
And
well, thank you so much.
When people connect with you, whether it's from your Facebook page, they can hit you up on Twitter, they can get your book, whatever it is that they do, they connect with you, they're going to move out of your situation, and that's the therein is the problem, because some people are connecting with folks that look like they're moving, but they're not going anywhere. It's like a treadmill. They look like they're going somewhere, but they're going nowhere, so they hooked up with them. And guess what? Now, 5 years later, they're still in the same spot.
And oftentimes the situation is worse. And I look at nature, a lot in its simplicity and its complexity. I've watched actual weeds grow up in between a tree and then wrap itself around the tree. And it takes a while to get to where I'm going from an evolution standpoint, but they'll wrap themselves around the tree. And if that tree bears any type of berries, then that weed and that vine will start also resembling some of the berries that the tree has. And it will eventually wrap itself so much around that tree that it begins to suck the life out of that tree, and that tree no longer grows. It starts having dead leaves. And in a short period of time, that thing has now been overcome by this weed. And that's the connection you're talking about, where people are hooking up with people who look like they're about something and sound like they're going somewhere or seem to be going somewhere and they really ain't, and now sucks the life out of them, because not only do you have to carry your load, you're going to start carrying theirs too.
Well, I'm going to turn it back over to you so you can finish up your presentation, what you had. I didn't want to stop you, but I just felt that, you know what, I just wanted to jump in and say that, but you are so right, Mr. Walker. You are so right. Oh, my God. Nobody, don't let anybody suck the life out of you. God gave you life. He gave you life more abundantly. God wants you to live. And I just, I know I can't see who all is listening today. Normally I can see and welcome various people to the show. But if you're listening to the show, I just want to say, thank you for listening, Coach K, Coach J, Glow Jess, and just people that I know typically listen, and Alicia, and Robert, and Hope, and all the wonderful people. But go right ahead, Mr. Walker.
No problem.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, still in line with, the goal setting and making dreams come true, I thank each and every individual that I'm telling you about, those individuals who went out to do great things that are on a global level, but also the mother who gave birth to me, also the barber who let me come in and sit a little longer while he was cutting hair, and I'm watching him, the patrol person who stopped a few guys from picking on me and beating me up and taking my lunch. I thank each and every one of those individuals who had a goal to see something come to fruition, who had a goal to say, I'm going to do something different and make sure that I can enact in my community and in my universe and in my world something greater than maybe even myself. for those who stood up for me or for others who may not even stood up for themselves. I thank you, because by you doing that, you've allowed me to fulfill and live out my dream. What I noticed is that when I started setting goals and became very deliberate with my actions, that people then became more willing to listen to what I had to say, but also more receptive to acting on my suggestions. So when I was, you know, telling people to do X, Y, and Z, trying to command them to live the life I thought they should live and what would be better for them, they weren't listening because I wasn't living on and talking. I wasn't setting goals. I wasn't putting things in perspective. But once I became deliberate and had a focus and had a goal, more people were willing to hear what I had to say and were more willing to be receptive to my suggestions and are living great lives because of it. Now, I ask that everyone become accustomed to setting goals. Avoid any excuses. Set both personal and professional goals. You should be setting daily goals, morning, noon, and night. People should also be setting weekly goals and monthly goals. Each and every day, there should be something that you're going to do differently than the day before or in conjunction with where you want your life to go. Now, once you do that, you then have to hold yourself accountable for the completion of that goal. It can't just be whimsical. You can't just write it down and then tuck it away. And in fact, by you doing that, by you writing it down, the written word is so strong, it compels you to pick it back up and respond to it. And I want to say that again. It compels you to pick it up and respond to it. It is just that powerful. And now whatever item that you have not completed from that daily goal should then roll over into the next day. And whatever goals that are not completed for any given week should then roll over to that monthly goal. Now, none of the goals that roll over from your daily or weekly goal should ever exceed the new month. So what I'm saying is that when you have your goals, and now I couldn't complete it today because I ran out of time. I had so many other things and so many other goals that I was accomplishing. It rolls over to the week. And then those now become so expansive, they roll over to the month. Well, whatever your new month starts with, if you had 5 stated goals and you had 2 left over from the month before, they should never exceed that new month. Keep each and every month new. And this is extremely important in order to maintain your goals. Because, again, now you become inundated and overwhelmed and you don't see the possibility of accomplishing, obtaining, or completing that goal. So you stop setting goals altogether. I made that mistake personally. 5 years ago when I became self-employed and became a business owner, that was my ultimate goal outside of home ownership and having my kids. I stopped writing down goals because everything I started thinking about just came about. So I said, you know what? Why even write it down? Why even take the time? Because I'm thinking about positive things. I'm thinking about growth, and here it is lying before me. But what had happened, I started becoming complacent. I started becoming very satisfied with what I had did, my past contributions, and found myself in a bubble. Found myself saying, you know, okay, this is nice. I did this, I did that. But no future goals were being set. So there was no future goals being met. So my heart's desire wasn't being released. I wasn't receiving what I wanted from the universe. And I had to go back and realize, I traced my steps, and that's why I say goal setting is a track mechanism. You can track it, but also it's a living document. I said, let me go back to where I found success. And it was when and during the time that I was setting goals and putting it down on paper, and the action became deliberate because it was so powerful, I had to go back and address it. Now, understand, we can't just continuously pray and hope for a better life. We must desire it and have a faith that we can create better situations for ourselves and place our focus in those areas. If, in fact, you calling Gloria doesn't get you to your stated goal of exercising, of getting your bills paid, or taking that vacation, perhaps you should wait and talk to Gloria some other time. Put the focus on what it needs to be, and oftentimes it's on you. We have to start using more positive affirmations and positive thoughts on a daily basis to help us achieve that, because if we don't believe that we're worthy, that we're entitled, that we're capable or able to receive those desires of our hearts, then we no longer even try to reach for them. Now, the bar has been so set in our society so low that most people don't even reach up anymore to try to grab it. The brass ring is so low that no one even wants it anymore. We have to raise the bar. We have to set the tone, and we have to start by saying, I'm great. I am wonderful. I will accomplish all that I desire. I will accept all challenges and become victorious. We have to see ourselves as being victorious because we're so, I would say, inundated, but so much these days feeling that we're less than the best. We lack luster. We're damaged goods. We can't conceivably achieve what we once believed, and we're so far beyond that. We're so far beyond any of that, and we must continuously reaffirm and affirm in our lives and our world and our affairs how great and how capable we are. Remember, you're who you say you are, and you'll become what you say you'll be. We need to establish up front, right away, why we're setting these goals. They should be for you and for you only. Be selfish when it comes to this. Be selfish when it comes to goal setting. This is what I want to do for me. And again, if you leave me be and let me do what I'm doing, you will then benefit from all that I have to share. We must remember that by goal setting, you change your attitude. Goal setting can change your lifestyle and all of the other toxic, non-productive things that may be suffocating you. I found, Coach LaLisa, that goal setting actually allowed me the freedom to breathe. So now when it comes to goal setting, and I'm going to wrap it up because I know we're getting short here on time, we also must first find out what our drivers are. What makes us tick? Is it money or shelter? Is it fame, prestige, or just status? Do these things provide a benefit? And what are you actually willing to sacrifice to acquire the desires of your heart? And more importantly, are these things healthy? Whatever your reason for doing all that you do, place that in your forefront. Be sure to keep this close to your heart. Because understand, I found this to be very ironic and funny, that when you become close to fulfilling your heart's desires, you will find that things would then appear to get more difficult. You may feel like you want to give up, you want to quit. You'll even begin questioning yourself whether or not all that you're doing is even worth it. I say to each and every one of you who are listening today, be encouraged. Stay inspired. It is during these times that you will need to hold on tighter to whatever that goal is, whatever that dream is, and you need to focus and lock in on it like a pit bull and don't let go until you receive what you set out to get. It is oftentimes, again, when we get closer to a breakthrough that things appear to be harder. That's actually how, and I want to say this, and I hope people are listening, when you're getting closer to that breakthrough and things are getting harder and more difficult and less people are supporting and your naysayers, you're hearing what they're saying resonating in the back of your mind, you're starting to believe their hype and not your capabilities. During that time that you get closer to that breakthrough is the time that it's going to get tough, but that's actually the time in which you know, and the true believers know, that that's when the breakthrough is going to happen. It's when it gets darkest. It's when the weight gets its heaviest. It's when you see no way out, but somebody else has already figured it out. Somebody else had a plan for you, and you're just walking the path. And so I tell people, stay committed. Stay focused. Write those goals down. Share them with the universe and even those people who may adversely try to criticize what you're doing. Take it for what it's worth. Look at the source and act accordingly. Yes. But stay focused and be on the goal, and your breakthrough will come. Don't give up.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Awesome, 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 Mr. Walker. You have done it again. I know I'm going to get the phone calls later telling me it was a great show. I'm going to see it on Facebook later. I won't be able to check till lunchtime. But how amazing. You have hit so many nails on the head. People, we are so over the top. We are so on our way. And just remember, allow people to connect with you that also demonstrate that they want to go somewhere. We can't be selfish. We cannot be selfish. We cannot keep it to ourselves. We cannot. It's not just for you. It's not just for you. It's not just for you. It's not just for me. I can't keep it to myself. I got to tell somebody. I got to show somebody. And I know you do too, Mr. Walker. You have to. That's why we're connected. That's the spirit that connects us. At least that's one of them. There may be others.
Right.
There's others. But one of the spirits is because we have to share it.
All right.
I know God ordained me to share and to help others. He told me specifically, that's why I raised you up. Out of the
All
pit.
Right.
I asked him, because I said, God, why did you do it to me? I was a hot mess. And that's what God said, is because I'm trusting you that you're going to show others. Because, you know, he can't trust everybody with that. So anyway,
right.
Congratulations. Go have fun. Oh, beautiful Disney World. Oh, my God, what a great, great place. Enjoy.
Right.
And thank you so much for coming on to share that powerful message. Goal setting. Write it down. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm excited. You just don't know. Woo! Well, everyone. Yes, go ahead, Pat. Thank you, Pat.
Hi, Mr. Versi. I can't see the switchboard, but I just want to let you know that we have 609-218-615-739-53245-248-762.
Wow.
Wow. And those are the ones that we have on the lines this morning.
Okay,
all
you
right.
Can't see the chat, right, because we didn't open the chat because of my awesome. See, those are some new numbers I hear, new area codes. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Go ahead, Mr. Walker. I know you were about to say something.
I was just going to say, and that's a blessing, because I know when we first started this, I think it was the second show, we didn't have enough lines. I know when we first started this, we were doing a half an hour, and now we're doing an hour. And it's because of these people, it's because of these individuals who see our energy, our focus, our dream, and our goals that's allowing this to happen. I can't say enough. I can't thank you enough for what that does to me.
They're tapping in. They're tapping in, Mr. Walker, and they're taking it back to their families, to their jobs, to their coworkers, to their ministries, to their churches, to their communities, to their schools, and God is being glorified, and people are being blessed and changed. And let me tell you, we are going to have a conference so big next year. The Releasing Your Inner Power is going to be so big next July. Mr. Walker, I hope that you're going to be there, and let me tell you, it's going to be so much bigger and better. But we know people got to get on to their work day. I'm telling you, walk into your power. Be empowered and motivated. Look at yourself anew. Sit down and work for 5 or 10 minutes. Just write some goals on what you want to do today with your business. Just make a goal. Just test it. Just make one. Just make one. And thank you so much again, Patricia. Happy birthday to you. Also to Ms. Valerie Allen. She's also another phenomenal author who is out there and making it happen, inspiring people. The name of her book is Inspired. You met her, Mr. Walker, after releasing it. Yes, you probably have her book. I'm not sure if you were able to get it. But her and Ms. Karen Blank Adams and, oh, my God, oh, Mr. Johnny Caldwell and his book, I Can Recover. There's so many people that authors that, you know. Anyway, I don't want to get into all that today, but thank you all for tuning in, and I have to go, and I'm going to let you finish up, and I will see you all back here tomorrow, same time.
Great. Well, thank you so much, and again, enjoy your training, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Next week, I'm actually going to be on a cruise next week, Wednesday, so I'm also going to try to make sure that I have the ability to call in, so I'm going to check with the cruise line to make sure that, you know, my phone my phone service or my phone company will be able to transmit while I'm on the high seas. But again, I can't say enough to everyone. Grab a copy of the book, go to the website, follow us and our events and what we're doing, and try to make sure that if you can't, you know, get to the places where we may be speaking at or presenting at, but let others know. Share this information with others, and you'll see how much you'll prosper and how great your life will be. As always, have a great week, and go out there and remember to be fearless. You owe it to yourself.